Listening Comprehension 10, Festivals. People of different religions and cultures celebrate different events on different days. Here are three examples of festivals from around the world. Holi Festival.
Holi is a spring festival, also known as the Festival of Colours or the Festival of Love. It is an ancient Hindu religious festival which has become popular with non-Hindus in many parts of South Asia, as well as people outside of Asia. In recent years, the festival has also spread to parts of Europe and North America. Holi celebrations start on the night before Holi, with a Holika bonfire, where people come together, sing and dance. The next morning, the participants play, chase and colour each other with dry powder and coloured water. Anyone and everyone is fair game. Friend or stranger, rich or poor, man or woman, children and older people. People celebrate in the streets, in parks or outside temples and buildings. People visit family and friends, throw colours on each other, laugh and chat, and then share special holy food and drinks. The festival date varies every year. It is usually celebrated in February or March. The festival celebrates the victory of good over evil, the arrival of spring and the end of winter. For many, it is a time to meet others, play and laugh, forget and forgive, and repair broken relationships. It is also celebrated as a thanksgiving for a good harvest.
St. Patrick's Day. Every year on March the 17th, the Irish and the Irish at heart all over the world celebrate St. Patrick's Day. What began as a religious holiday has become an international festival celebrating Irish culture with parades, dancing, special foods and a lot of green. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland. It is known that St. Patrick was born in Britain to wealthy parents near the end of the 4th century. He is believed to have died on March 17th, around 460 AD. Although his father was a Christian, there is no evidence that Patrick came from a particularly religious family. At the age of 16, Patrick was taken prisoner by a group of Irish raiders who were attacking his family's estate. They transported him to Ireland, where he was kept prisoner for 6 years. During this time, he worked as a shepherd, outdoors and away from people. Lonely and afraid, he turned to religion. After 6 years, Patrick escaped. According to his writing, a voice, which he believed to be God's, spoke to him in a dream, telling him it was time to leave Ireland. Patrick walked nearly 200 miles from County Mayo, where it is believed he was kept prisoner, to the Irish coast. After escaping to Britain, Patrick had a dream in which an angel told him to return to Ireland as a missionary. Patrick became a priest and was sent back to Ireland. His mission was to look after the Christians already living in Ireland and to begin to convert the Irish. At any St. Patrick's Day event you attend these days, you will see a lot of green. There isn't really one reason why this is the official colour of St. Patrick's Day, but the colour green has a lot of connections to Ireland and springtime. There's green in the Irish flag, Ireland is nicknamed the Emerald Isle, and it's the colour of shamrocks. According to legend, St. Patrick used shamrocks, the three-leaf clovers, to explain the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit to the Irish.
Thanksgiving in the USA. In the United States, Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. It has been an annual holiday in the United States since 1863. Thanksgiving Day is a day for families and friends to get together for a special meal. The meal often includes a turkey, stuffing, potatoes, cranberry sauce, gravy, pumpkin pie, and vegetables. Thanksgiving Day is a time for many people to give thanks for what they have. Thanksgiving Day parades are held in some cities and towns on or around Thanksgiving Day. Some parades or festivities also mark the opening of the Christmas shopping season. Some people have a four-day weekend, so it is a popular time for trips and to visit family and friends. Most government offices, businesses, schools, and other organizations are closed on Thanksgiving Day. Public transport systems do not usually run on their regular timetables, so that everyone has a chance to spend some time with their families.